Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Wednesday night. We're in Siman Mem Hei about Koshel Bracha and Mezumen. We're in Siman Mem Hei. And we're up to Sif Ches. No? Sif Vav. Let's bench, as we say, Rabbi Sayyim is on bench, and we say, Rabbi Sayyim, yep. You call Milly the Kedusha, boy, as money, you prepare yourself for it. Like you say, Nekadesh Hashem Chab Olam, that's also a preparatory phrase. You prepare yourself for saying Kedusha. O Yoma Kamoshanog and Loma Beloshan Ashkenaz in Yiddish, German, Rabbi Sayyim is on bench. I thought it was Mevelin Benchin. I guess I don't know Yiddish. I thought it was Mevelin Benchin. We will bench. It says here Mevelin Benchin. We wish to bench. Mevelin Benchin. What?
This one says
Mevelin. Here it says Villain, and the article translates it as we wish to bench. But I know you say Mevelin Benchin means we will bench. Let's bench. I know some. Sometimes you'll be sitting on the table, someone will say, come on, let's bench. Yishem Hashem v'arach yatov yad olam. V'amusub v'normim yishem Hashem v'arach yatov yad olam. V'achar kach oima ha-mevorech b'rshus nevorech sh'ochal n'mishalo. This is Zimun, that they're benching in unison, and really conceptually he's going to be motzi them all, and they're joining together now in the preparatory Birchas HaZimun, as it's called. And he's saying, Nevorech Shechal Nemishalo. It's like saying, Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMavorach, Nevorech Shechal Nemishalo. V'amasu ben Omrim, Baruch Shechal Nemishalo. They taka respond, Baruch Shechal Nemishalo Tvochayinu. V'choyzu HaMavorech, V'omagamu Baruch Shechal Nemishalo Tvochayinu. V'noagim b'ktsas mekomo shalachar shasiyam HaMavorech V'tuvochayinu onan HaMasu ben Omein. V'ktsas mekomo shlo noagu lomer Omein, because they just said it. They said it, he repeats it. So this is going to go on forever if someone doesn't stop. So this would be the same as answering Amen after the Chazan goes ahead again and says, Baruch Hashem, Am Baruch, Yilam Vo'ed. It's the exact same dynamic. I think by benching, from what I hear, many more people do it. They say Amen. I hear people say Amen. But the Maaseh Mishnah Berurah says the minig is not to say Amen. Gam yesh min hogim shonim binyan amiras baruch hu v'ruch shemo before they start benching. Okay, yesh noagin. In other words, if you say baruch shechal mishlo tvochayinu before you start the actual bracha, you'll see in some sedurim and some people say baruch hu v'ruch shemo. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says yesh noagin shem avarech omro. The one leading the benching says it. Afiluk Shem Azamim Rak Bishlosha, and the Shem Hashem wasn't even mentioned. The Yeshomim Shem Lomer Alakishem Namim Baasora Shemazgir Es Hashem, Oz Yomro Vachen Yesh Lino. But the Hamasubin Lo Yomruhu, only the leader. Mishnah Berurah says that the minig is that the leader says it. From what I know, I guess I was called it the yeshiva shemini because I grew up in yeshivas. They don't say it. You don't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo. I never heard it being said. But Al Kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah paskens that only the leader should say it or has the minhag to say it. No one else should say it. And even when there's only three, not ten. Chen yesh linhog. So the Kitzur says only to do it when there's ten. Mr. Moore says it even when there's three. That's the common custom. V'amasubin lo yomruhu, that's already universal. They shouldn't say it. Mikosh kemishim avarech b'chus hamozim b'lizimun shalo yomruhu. This is only, you're responding baruch hu baruch shemo to the baruch shalom shalom tvochayinu. So, okay. So, only the leader should say it, no one else. I'm trying to think, when I hear people say it, What? So that's for sure people should not say it. Only the mezamein, and even then it's totally in minig, but the Mishnah Berurah countenances is okay with the mezamein indeed saying it, even if he was only mezamein with three. Ha-mevorech yivorech b'kol. Really, the mevorech is benching out loud. And Masubin Yomanima Mila Mila Balakaj, they say along quietly. That is until the end of benching. Ubisov called Bracha, they should hurry up a bit so that they could say Amen. Yagdimu Lusayim Koidum Lamavarech, Kideshiyanu Amin Al Berchoso, which they can only do if they finish the Bracha. If they're still in the middle of the Bracha by benching, they cannot answer Amen. It's certainly wrong, but has become, unfortunately, very common to everybody starts benching out loud right after the Zimun. That's he's not even talking about the first bracha, which is like the Bir Halacha begs that at least the first bracha do it right. He's talking about the whole benching, the mezamein. Conceptually, what's supposed to happen, really conceptually, what's supposed to happen is that the mezamein says it out loud and everybody's quiet and listens. That certainly fell by the wayside because it's hard for people to concentrate the whole benching to every word, or to every essential word even. So everybody started benching themselves, but in a low tone. Because really, he is being motzi them, and they're just saying it also. Lamaisa, they're being yaitu with their own benching, I guess. I don't know. There's a little dynamic there, that once they're benching themselves, they're not really being yaitu with his benching anymore. But that's the lesser of the two evils. And it's better if he's motzi, that's Barov HaMahadras Melech. That's the whole Zimun is Kivshem Hashem Ekra Hova Godul Olokeinu. We stopped doing that because people were ending up not being able to benching. They couldn't focus so long.
So is this a man, if they're benching themselves, which normally we do at this point, like we learned in Shir, is this a man just reaffirming what he has said, or are they also going along to being Yotzei?
Now that we say it ourselves, they're not being Yotzei, they're just reaffirming what he says. They said it themselves. At the very least, Rabbi Osai, you know, we don't do it to the whole benching, and it's really wrong, but that's what happened. But at least the first bracha, Rabbi Osai, walk away with that tonight. When you're benching with a zimun, even just three, the first bracha, if you're not being mezamen, the first bracha you should say low in an undertone, and the person benching should say the first bracha at least, till Azonas HaKol, you should say that out loud. And you say your bracha in an undertone.
Why? What about?
That's the Zimun. That's what he's saying. Belachash. That's part of Zimun. He's talking about the whole benching. We gave up on the whole benching a long time ago.
Why are we giving up on the whole benching, but we still see that first bracha?
Because the first bracha is more the Birchas Zimun. There's a mandiyama of the Gemara, according to many Rishonim, that's the maskon of the Gemara, that the Birchas Zimun actually lasts till Azonas HaKol. And even if you're going to be benching yourself, you should start from Noda Lecha. And the first bracha at least be Yotzi from him. Then the Mishnah Berurah relents and says, you know, okay, people don't do it, they're scared, they'll still miss a word, blah, blah, blah. But at least say it low and let them say it loud. That's like, at the very least, do that. And then and most people don't even do that. Not with a Zimun. With a Zimun, you're supposed to say it low and he says it loud.
You're supposed to say word for word.
You're supposed to be quiet and be Yotzi with him. We're not doing that, so no, the next does. Best thing is to say it low and he says it loud.
So what about Chinuch?
Different story. If you have to be Mechanach your son to say the words of benching, so okay. So do that.
Do these days
is
only doing
Zeichel and Dover? Well, no, we're not doing Zeichel and Dover. I don't know what you
mean. So really, like nowadays, the best thing to do, the person should say it out loud, and we really shouldn't say anything?
No, that you can't mean, say. That it says that...
Say Amen after the first prophet.
That's ideal, but you know, it's not... I'm not going to start. No. It's already been... That's already been...
pretty shot much down. Done. You know, maybe in the Zilberman community, Taka does it the right way.
I've done that with every brother.
One of the three. Very few people actually close now.
That's already kind of like when you have to be in the process. Is there an issue about that? When you should be. You know, when you should be Nuzama, that's a different issue. Another issue. When you come over and acquire the culture, you have the credit card. What do I do with the thing?
Credit card, yes,
and
if you know.
What?
Credit card, yes, and if you know. This would not go to the expense of Kavana either, correct? The Nuzama is speeding along.
Where is MP3? What do you mean I didn't get it?
It's right there.
No, that's not the one I used. Thank you.
Thank you.